Boston, from this vantage point, can appear idyllic, and that's usually the feeling when the marathon is run. Tracy Shea was there and was loving it.
It's such a joyful day, and I was so in the moment of the elation of seeing people finish.
She got close enough to the finish line to take a picture when the bombs went off.
All I saw was just this smoke. It reminded me of 9/11, just seeing that white smoke and stuff in the smoke coming at you. And then you realized instantly that it was a bomb. And you just all of a sudden panic. And I looked at my daughter, who was just had terror in her eyes, and we just started running.
But reality had not sunk in.
It was really like, I cannot believe this is happening. It was just, I think it was just utter shock that, is this really, are we really running away from bombs on Boylston Street? Is this really what's happening to us? It was just sheer disbelief.
It's a disbelief that's rooted in a time when Americans felt this country was immune to political violence, especially the kind of carnage that happened here this week.
Graham Allison is director of the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard University.
Prior to 9/11, most Americans thought we lived in a security bubble, almost like we were in some other planet. And we watched terrible things happen on TV. So they happen in Pakistan or in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in Africa.
He says that's changing not only because of terror attacks, but also mass shootings like the one that killed 26 children and educators in Newtown, Connecticut last December.
So I think it's kind of dawning on Americans that, you know, we live in a fragile and dangerous world, and that even our fellow citizens may come to, you know, our schoolhouse and shoot up our children.
That realization can work against terrorist groups, says international affairs professor Stephen Walt.
The good news is that provided none of these groups ever get their access to really destructive weaponry, these are not going to pose a threat to most Americans, to the American way of life, to our ability to have a free and open society, particularly if we don't overreact to them.
Tracy Shea says she'll go back to the marathon next year so as not to surrender to fear.
You know, if you do that, then they won in some way, and I think that that's not how we live our lives here.
It's a sentiment heard a lot in Boston these days, a city already known for its resilience and grit. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Boston.